Thanks for listening to this Arrow FM podcast, shared on accessmedia.nz with the support of New Zealand On Air.
You're listening to Live Wires from Ōwhaki School, Arrow FM 92.7.
Once upon a time, there was a...
Indy!
What?
We're supposed to be introducing ourselves.
Why can't we just do a story?
Come on, we've been practicing this.
All right.
Anyway, my name is Olivia.
And my name is Indy.
And you're listening to Ōwhaki School's radio show.
They all probably already know that.
Okay. First up is Jasper and Cassie.
They're doing the production recap from this term.
Hopefully they're just doing the highlights.
Yeah, hopefully. It was pretty long.
Hi, my name is Cassie.
And my name is Jasper.
And today we will be talking to you about the Ōwhaki Senior School production of Stars in Our Eyes.
The production was performed at Wairarapa College Hall for two performances. There were 75 students on stage with six helpers on backstage.
Mr. Andrew Hoxton organised the sound and lighting.
There were five finalists in this production. They were called Jessica, who was a sweet and shy girl, Donna, who had great music skills, Melanie, who was a pleasant girl, Preston, who was blackmailed one of the judges, and Amadeus, who thinks he's the prettiest on stage.
The finalists were played by Poppy, Tilly, Olive, Alexander, and Henry.
Mr. D organised the entire show. A lot of lunch times and rehearsals went into this, but it was amazing.
Mr. D came into school on his off days as well.
The Ōwhaki production was called Stars in Your Eyes.
First scene was when the cleaners came on and did their thing.
Then the crowd came in, people sang, and someone was trying to blackmail a judge, which was really funny.
But the judges came in before the crowd, and there were 18 contestants, not including the five finest lists.
I was one of the contestants.
Yeah, and I kicked you off immediately.
Yep, you did. I was quite sad afterwards. Well, I think I did quite good, actually.
Yeah, no.
My friends have so much faith in me.
Then we all did some bows for the curtain call.
And we all said a big thank you to Mr. D. Oh, and don't forget who played the judges.
Yes, of course. Don't forget me.
Of course. The judges were played by...
Me!
It wasn't just you, Cass. It was also Micah and Olivia. Yeah, they did an amazing job with their parts.
Yeah, I did an amazing job.
Anyway.
Wait, we can't forget who I played as.
Of course. Cassie, you played as...
Mrs. Jeeves Edwards, which is our principal, and fun fact, she didn't know there was a part of her.
Micah played as Mr. Boswell.
And Olivia played as Lavinia Rose. Also, the production was postponed from its original dates because Wairarapa College had a flood during a storm which affected the lighting system.
Yeah, that was really terrible when that happened.
Well, thank you for listening and
hope you have a great rest of your day.
Well, that was something.
It was a bit longer than I expected.
Hey, why did the Invisible Man turn down the job offer?
Where is this going?
He couldn't see himself doing it.
That was the worst joke ever.
You don't need to be so rude.
Oh my god, I don't want to be here.
I still think it was a good joke. The train back to Boston and we're jumping the gun. And I'm telling you, baby, this is the part I'd run. But I like it when you're nice, like it when you're nice to me. Well, there I was, swearing I would never fall in love. All my inhibitions walked out the second you said what's up. So here we go, I'm throwing up the things I used to know. I hate to admit it, but I guess I'm not better alone. On a train back to Boston and we're jumping the gun. And I'm telling you, baby, this is the part where I'd run. But I like it when you're nice, like it when you're nice to me. I see it when the morning hits your eyes. You don't want me to leave. Never knew I would be this alone for the ride. Last month you were just another someone, but now we're heading back to where you come from. Boston and we're jumping the gun. And I'm telling you, baby, this is the part I'd run. But I like it when you're nice, like it when you're nice to me.
You're listening to Live Wires from Opaki School, RFM 92.7. That song was from Stella Lefty.
That song was cool. I like it.
Yeah, I could say the same thing.
Wait, who's next?
It's Eden Tilly and Tilly.
Oh, yeah, and they're talking about paranormal things in New Zealand.
That's creepy.
Have you ever felt like something was off or out of place? Maybe it seemed haunted or uncanny? We all love a good horror movie, but what if we told you about some real-life terror shows in your local towns in New Zealand?
Oh, no, I should not have agreed to this.
First up, we have Larnet Castle, which isn't the scariest of them all, but will definitely give Eden the chills. Larnet Castle is New Zealand's only historic castle, apart from Cargill's Castle. It was built in 1871 on the Otago Peninsula in Dunedin by merchant baron William Larnet for his first wife Eliza, who died young. It features 43 rooms, a grand 3,000 square foot ballroom, and internationally significant gardens.
William's wife Eliza had six children, Donald, Douglas, Kate, Colleen, Alice, and Gladys. Eliza died at the age 38 when Gladys was still a baby, so William married Eliza's half-sister Mary. Because of family tragedies and financial problems, the family fell into a deep despair. A result of mental health issues, William Larnet died by suicide in Parliament in 1898.
Larnet Castle is now known to be one of New Zealand's most haunted historic buildings.
I think people are just paranoid.
Next up, it gets a little spookier with the Carterton House, also known as the Ahiruhi House.
It gets spookier? Oh, heck no.
The Ahiruhi House was an abandoned building near Carterton in the Wairarapa.
Oh no, I live in the Wairarapa.
You'll be fine, just listen.
The house was first built in 1925 in Palmerston North and later moved to Ahiruhi Road in 1986. The house was never finished, so it was left abandoned and secluded on a hill, as it had holes in the windows, dark interiors, and was isolated on a hill. This made it very spooky. There are also some stories about the house being haunted.
The popular myth is that the Ahiruhi House was the site of a murder, where a lady was killed inside the house, and her spirit still wanders the site. It is said that the lady has been sighted around the house, and that visitors feel they're being watched. However, it is difficult to find evidence for any of these sightings.
The abandoned house later burnt down on the 7th of February 2022. However, the spooky and haunted reputation of the Ahiruhi House still lives on in the story told today. Even though the house is no longer standing, it is known as one of the most haunted buildings of New Zealand.
See, I told you ghosts are real.
People get really scared when they go into Kingsey Hospital, which is 30 minutes south of Auckland in Karaka. But if they knew the true history of the psychiatric hospital going in, they'd be chilled to the bone.
Kay, why is Eden doing this one?
Anyway, Kingsey operated from 1932 to 1999, when it was closed as a part of New Zealand's reform of its mental health system. At one stage, they housed over 800 patients, with a maximum security wing and a morgue on site.
A few mysterious disappearances took place in Kingsey. Two troubled 13-year-old boys vanished without a trace from Kingsey in 1967. In separate incidents, Bruce Mitchell and Kelly Hayden Collins wandered out of the hospital and were said to have died by drowning nearby Manuka Harbour.
Yep, I'm never swimming again. Police claim to have found footprints leading into the water in the case of Mitchell, and the only evidence found of Collins was a shoe in a paddock. But neither body was ever found. Every time we went to see him, he was covered in bruises, his brother John told the New Zealand Herald. We were sure he was being beaten, but we were always told by the hospital staff he had walked into a door.
According to New Zealand Herald, a coroner's hearing into Mitchell's death was never carried out, and there is no record of his death. His sister Judy has questioned why there was no further investigation into her brother's death, given the suspicious and disturbing circumstances surrounding it. He used to panic when we left Kingsey. He was so frightened of the place, she said.
Well, I'd be scared of that place too. With over 100 reported ghost sightings at Kingsey, the most common is the grey nurse, who took his own life and now apparently dwells in the old nurse's quarters. Interestingly, it's the nursing arena that seems to have provided for ghost hunting at Kingsey. Footage shows the paranormal investigators of haunted Auckland supposedly communicating with a ghost named Alexis Jackson, a nurse who continues to look after patients at the hospital.
At the Kingsheath Villas, there's been some serious paranormal activity, with reports of shaking cupboard doors, tapping on windows, self-operating toilet and taps, and moving furniture. Voices have been heard, sulfur smell, and shadowy figures seen. The TV show Ghost Hunt features footage of an unplugged dentist chair turning itself on and claims to have captured the shape of a ghost face in a shower stall. But whether you believe in the supernatural or not, it is undeniable the walls of Kingsheath have been a real horror to many.
No, I have a dentist appointment after school.
Don't worry, Eden. I'll call some of the so-called ghosts to hold your hand.
Not helping.
Okay, so now you know about some of the most strangely haunted places in New Zealand. But New Zealand isn't all bad. We have some good places like Abel Tasman National Park.
Well, I'd rather go there than all the haunted places. Hey, Tilly.
What?
How did the detective know the ghost was lying?
How?
He could see right through him.
Ha ha, that wasn't funny, Eden.
That gave me the chills.
And I don't trust anybody now.
Hopefully, Isabel, Emma and Ellis is not too scary.
Don't worry, they're talking about preparation for camp this year.
Thank goodness.
Hi, my name is Emma.
My name is Ella.
And I'm Isabel.
Today we're going to...
Boring!
Emma, be nice.
Fine.
Anyways, we're going to be talking about our preparation for camp.
Yeah, we're going to Abel Tasman.
We're going on our trip on the 29th of November 2026.
We're supposed to bring warm clothes and some swimsuits because we're going swimming.
And
what?
We need to bring our tents and sleeping equipment.
Because we're going to sleep, duh.
We also have to carry our own packs.
Yeah, with all our gear in it.
We have to bring our cooking equipment as well.
We have to bring food that is suitable for camp, like...
tinned chicken and tuna.
Guys!
You must be quiet.
Anyway, we also have to bring...
other stuff like potatoes, pasta, noodles, packet food, beans and chickpeas.
Guys, listen to me!
What?
Can we bring marshmallows?
No.
But why?
Because I said so, Emma.
Anyway, we also need to bring a spoon, a fork and a knife.
And one plate with a primer slash cooker. Also, in the Abel Tasman Park, there are wreckers and they will steal your stuff if you're not careful.
Oh my goodness.
And later in the year, we are going to start to practice putting up our tents.
And we will be practicing cooking in our tent groups.
We have already gone on a practice walk this year.
And we will be going on another walk to Kitty Fucker Papa to Mickey Mickey.
Our biggest walk at Abel Tasman is 12 kilometres long in one day.
Wow, we have so much to do, we better get on with it.
Bye!
Wow, I don't know we have to do all those things.
Well, we can treat our bodies better with this song. The song is called Treat You Better from Shawn Mendes. It came out on the 3rd of June 2016, but the official music video came out on the 12th of July 2016.
To you, I know he's just not right for you. And you could tell me if I'm off, but I see it on your face when you say that he's the one that you want. And you're spending all your time in this wrong situation, and anytime you want it to stop, I know I can treat you better than he can, and any girl like you deserves a gentleman. Tell me, why are we wasting time on all your wasted crown when you should be with me instead? I know I can treat you better than he can. I'll stop time for you the second you say you'd like me to. I just wanna give you the loving that you're missing, baby, just to wake up with you will be everything I need, and this could be so different. Tell me what you want to do. Cause I know I can treat you better than he can, and any girl like you deserves a gentleman. Tell me, why are we wasting time on all your wasted crown when you should be with me instead? I know I can treat you better than he can, better than he can. Give me a sign, take my hand, we'll be fine.
down. 'Cause I know I can treat you better than he can. And any girl like you deserves a gentleman. Tell me, why are we wasting time on all your wasted grind when you should be with me instead? I know I can treat you better.
You're listening to Live Wires from Aupaki School, Arrow FM 92.7. Childhood. Literally childhood.
How?
Just this. But next up is Brock, Ryder and Quentin.
They're talking about farming.
Hey, I'm Ryder.
I'm Quentin.
And I'm Brock. We're crossing live to John's farm where a deal was going down.
Hey, Ryder. I want to buy 500 of your sheep.
Okay, I hope you've got plenty of money in your pocket.
All right, show me where the sheep are.
30 minutes later.
Okay, I think you'll agree. These are the finest sheep you've seen in a while. I want $500 per sheep.
Ha! In your dreams.
Please, man. I got bills to pay and children to feed.
Look, I'll give you 50 per sheep. How about that?
Deal.
Sweet. Let me call Hutch.
Okay.
Hey, Google, call Hutch's Transport.
Calling Hutch's Transport. Hey, mate, how are ya?
Not too bad. You?
Not bad, thanks. You called?
I got 500 ewes to go to Ansco Rangitiki.
Okay, sweet. What's the delivery time?
It's a 2 a.m. delivery. Pick up at John's farm.
Sweetie, saw me got sausage rolls. Later. Well, tomorrow at 5 p.m.
Hey, Hutch, good to see you again.
Hey, mate, good to see you too. How many ewes do you have?
500 ewes, mate.
Sweet ass, let's get truck loaded.
Okay, do you want me to load them all at once?
Just send 150 for the first deck.
Alright, I can do that.
For the second deck, another 150?
I can do that too.
Third deck, 150?
Done.
Now, how many's left?
There's 50 left, can't you count?
Oi, don't be cheeky. But seeing them all, they'll go on the fourth deck.
To where that is.
Okay, we're loaded. Have a good one. Catch you later.
See ya. No sausage rolls this week?
If you'd given me $500, you would have gotten the sausage roll.
5.7, wide load, please pull over.
Sweaters, mate, not a problem.
Hey, Hutch, there's a cop in Fielding.
Sweaters, mate, you all good back there. Hey, bro.
Hey, it's David from Ansco Rangitiki. Just seeing how far away you are, mate.
Not too far. I'm just in Sinkson, so about 25 minutes away.
Okay, well, hurry up. I haven't got all day.
See you later. Arrives at Ansco Meatworks. Hey, bro.
Hey, mate. How many you got on?
500 ewes, and it's under QU Downey Limited.
Okay, get over there and you can start unloading.
Sweet as.
1 hour later.
Okay, is the docket book being filled out?
Yes, all good to go.
Alright then, have a good one. Catch you later.
You too, catch you later.
Now we return you
to your normal program.
Wow, not what I thought.
Yeah, same.
Can you stop saying yeah?
Okay, yeah.
That's so annoying. You know what? Never mind. Up next is George and Anna.
They're talking about the seven continents. Well, I think it's facts about them.
Hello, my name's Anna, and today I'm going to inform you about the seven continents. Take it from here, George.
Hi, my name is George, and there are lots of interesting things about the seven continents, such as facts and world records. But did you know, ever notice that the Earth's land looks like a cat playing with the ball?
Whoa, that's cool.
I know, eh?
Now let's talk about the continent Oceania. Did you know in Samoa you can't forget your anniversary or your wife's birthday? Otherwise you'll be fined.
Well, that's harsh.
Or in Australia, if you're making unreasonable noise with the vacuum cleaner before 7 a.m. or after 10 p.m, it's illegal and a 72-hour noise notice will be sent to your door. And if you continue to keep on going, you'll be fined up to $18,000.
That's strange.
Yeah, I agree.
And in New Zealand, the legendary Kiwi, Bert Munro, set a world record for the fastest motorcycle under 1,000cc in 1967 at the Bonneville Salt Flats, running a modified 1920 Indian Scout, record that still stands today.
A crazier record is from Mike Hurd, who broke the bungee jump world record by jumping off Auckland's Harbour Bridge 430 times in a single day.
Now let's move on to facts about Europe. Did you know that in 2023, Italy set the record for the largest pizza? And it was astonishing, 40 metres wide.
Now that's huge. But in Russia, they dug this insane hole called the Koala Super Deep Borehole that literally goes 12 kilometres straight down into the earth. And scientists actually found legit fossilised microscopic organisms down there.
And Ken Edwards from Glossop, Derbyshire, England, swallowed 36 live cockroaches in 60 seconds.
Ew, who would do that? That's so crazy.
Now we should talk about where the first Olympics took place.
Okay, the first Olympics began in 776 BC in Olympia, Greece, as a festival to honour Zeus, the king of Greek gods.
Who won the first Olympics?
Corybus of Elis.
Who's that?
A Greek cook, baker, and athlete of Elis.
Was he a pizza chef?
That's Italy, George.
Ah, I see. Now let's move on to the Americas.
Did you know in 2025, North America ate 50 billion burgers?
And last year, the US consumed 288 billion kgs of food, and 33.7 billion kgs were consumed on fast food.
And Brazil hold the record for the most FIFA Men's World Cup trophies.
But did you know that in Argentina once tried to break the world record for the biggest sandwich back in May? They planned to build a 750-metre sandwich. However, the event ended in chaos as hungry crowds rushed through the barriers and ate all the food before it could be measured.
That's a massive sandwich.
Yeah.
Now let's talk about Asia.
If you sell or import gum in Singapore, you will be fined $10,000 or 1 year in jail.
Now Nintendo Switch has sold 156.59 million units of their Nintendo Switch 1, and the Switch 2 is now at 23.68 million units worldwide.
I want to talk about Antarctica now.
Why?
Because there is a real cool fact about Antarctica.
Oh yeah, what is it then?
Okay, here it is. Antarctica is the biggest desert in the world.
Antarctica isn't a desert.
Yes, it is, because the rain becomes ice or snow because of the freezing temperature. So basically, there's no rainfall, making Antarctica a desert.
Whoa, that actually makes sense.
All right, now let's...
Can I talk now?
After me. Now let's move on to our last and final continent, Africa.
Did you know that South Africa has 3 capital cities, 12 languages, and it's widely known as the Rainbow Nation for its rich cultural and biological diversity?
Did you know that the last active ruler of ancient Egypt wasn't even Egyptian? She was a Greek lady called Cleopatra the VII.
And another fact about Egypt is they made the 365-day calendar to predict when the Nile River would rise.
Okay, well, that's about it.
Yeah, there's been heaps of interesting facts about our 7 continents,
including some weird and wacky facts.
So I guess that's us. Thank you for listening to our information about our 7 continents.
Wow, I learned a lot of facts about the continents.
Yeah, same about me. Well, the next song is Better When I'm Dancing by Meghan Trainor. It came out on October 14th, 2015.
Confident, babe, yeah. You make your hips sway. We knew that you could
You're listening to Live Wires from Opaki School, RFM 92.7. That got my foot tapping.
Yeah, definitely.
Not this again, Olivia.
Sorry, but anyways, it is Micah and Otto.
They're going to talk about Eat Pro Act.
That seems cool.
Hi, my name's Micah.
My name's Otto.
Today we'll be talking about a school event called ePro8.
ePro8 is a STEM event where there are lots of challenges to choose from. Did you know that Kelvin was the person that created ePro8?
ePro8 started around 2014 by Kelvin, an engineer, to provide hands-on STEM activities. At our school, Parker, Otto, Nathan and I were in an ePro8 group.
ePro8 students work in teams of four.
Wow, Otto, you're so smart.
Each team gets a workstation with large-scale equipment.
Kits include aluminum square poles, gears, pulleys, motors, and color-coded electronics. When a challenge is met, teams hit a big red button that triggers music, lights, and alerts the judges to score their build.
We made it to the 2025 ePro 8 semi-finals in Wellington.
I remember it like yesterday.
In Wellington, there were lots of movie scene-based challenges to choose from, like Jaws, Indiana Jones, and a Back to the Future car.
I think there was a green alien spaceship, wasn't there?
No, I don't think so.
Aww.
And for these challenges, you follow instructions, and once you have completed one, then you must call out for the judge to give you points.
In the semi-finals, the top five people make it through to the finals. We came fifth, but sadly there were ties in first and second, so we didn't make it through.
The point system is very simple. The person with the most points comes first, and on and on.
Okay, it's getting boring. Time for a joke.
Micah, you're so dumb that when I said Christmas was around the corner, you looked.
Okay, enough with the jokes. Time for one more fact.
Over 35,000 students from year 5 to year 13 come to build large structures.
To solve practical problems.
And work with electronics and gears during fast-paced 2.5-hour events. Okay, guys, that's it from us. Hope you enjoyed it. Bye.
Wow, that was like a robot.
That doesn't make sense.
Yes, it does. Want to hear a joke?
No.
Okay.
I told you I don't want to hear it.
What do you call a lobster that won't share? A shellfish. You get it? Selfish shellfish.
Please, no more jokes. But next up is Charlotte, Marley and Isabella.
Oh yes, they're having a debate about the seasons. I think that's a bit silly.
It is a bit silly, but I wonder who will win the debate.
Kia ora, my name is Bella.
Hi, I'm Marley.
And I'm Charlotte.
Have you ever wondered what the best season is? Summer is the season of hot weather. Autumn is known for colourful leaves. Winter is the coolest season of the year. And spring is known for baby animals. Which one do you prefer?
I personally like winter better than all the other seasons because every morning when I wake up, I get to see snow on the Tararuas. But do you know what's even more lucky? If it settles.
I disagree because there's no better feeling than waking up at a beach house and hearing the waves as they crashing and hit the water, thinking about an awesome day you'll have.
Yeah, whatever. I think spring is better because that's when animals are born, like lambs, calves, ducklings and goats.
But don't you love ice skating and waking up early and going outside to find ice? It's like a scavenger hunt, but for ice, because you never know where it could be hidden.
No, I don't actually. I hate getting up really early in the morning and my hands might get frostbite.
The better feeling is dying from the heat and getting that summer tan in.
Anyway, I also love having a hot chocolate in the morning before school. And also going to the hot pools or having a spa late at night looking at the stars and counting how many satellites you can find.
I personally think spring is better.
Boo!
Be quiet, Marley. Spring is better because that is the season before summer. So the weather starts getting warmer and little baby animals are born. Flowers bloom and animals return after migrating. You also don't have to use wood on your fire. You can start using the AC.
Well, in summer you don't have to use firewood at all. And the days are way longer than winter and spring.
Well, spring is still longer than winter and nights get shorter.
In summer you get sunburn and it hurts for days. And if you put on sunscreen, you have to apply it every hour. And all you really want to do is go swimming.
Isabella, you can get water-resistant sunscreen that lasts for 2 hours.
Well, in winter, the one thing you have to do is light a fire and roast marshmallows. It's like a winter tradition. My family could never get them golden browned. The marshmallows will just catch fire and turn out burnt.
Fresh fruit is better. Cherries, apricots, nectarines, peaches, plums, raspberries, boysenberries, blackberries and watermelons. Don't they sound so good, and they're way cheaper in summertime.
You can get some of those fruits in winter too.
You actually can't get any of those fruits in winter unless you get them shipped from another country. Then they're not fresh and ripe.
It's still fruit.
Soggy, dry and full of chemicals? Yeah, good fruit.
I'm with Marley on this one.
Thanks. Anyway, let me get to my point. Summer is the season of Christmas.
Hey, not everyone celebrates Christmas.
Everyone celebrates Christmas in a different way. Maybe not everybody celebrates the Christmas spirit, but Christmas improves your mood, and so does the summer season. The extra natural sunlight helps create vitamin D to keep spirits high.
Yeah, I guess.
Not just that, but do you like vacays? Vacations and road trips become easier with clear seasonal roads and off time. Think about where you could go on holiday. Trips to the beach, lake swims and pool days offer a great way to cool down.
Actually, there is more traffic in summer, as there is more school holidays and everyone will be on holiday. But I agree, I do like going on vacation to my beach house.
But spas, hot pools.
Just think about spas and hot pools. Fun, but not for long. When you get out, you get really cold. In summer, it's warm. You can ditch the heavy coats and boots for t-shirts, shorts and sandals.
Yeah, but
in the summer fresh air, it is easy to spend time outside walking, hiking or relaxing.
I agree, but there is still some cool stuff about winter too.
I guess. Summer is way better, and plus you won't get frostbite. And spring is right after winter, so it would be a bit cold, but summer is nice and warm.
Yay.
I think summer's the best.
No, spring is definitely the best in my opinion.
All right, if you say so. The next song is Party in the USA by Miley Cyrus. No nightmare when you can still see the light. Can't find me. I'm not in the city tonight. I like your playlist, boy. Turn it up a little louder. Road's empty, so you drive a little faster. If it can not take some time, but I'm feeling so high. Show my tan line.
Hold me like the pebbles in your hand, initials in the sand, yeah. Summer isn't over yet. Skinny dipping with your heart out, it's my favorite part. Now we ain't gotta tell no one.
You're listening to Live Wires from Aupaki School, Arrow FM 92.7.
There was a bit of a mix-up, but that song was still cool from Zara Larsson.
Yeah, it's a banger.
What do you mean?
I mean it's a hit song, duh.
Okay. Nathan, Hudson and Will are up next. They're talking about Aquabots.
Hi, I'm Nathan.
Hi, I'm Hudson.
Hi, I'm Will. Hey guys, can we please be really quick with this? Because I've got to go to Aquabots in 5 minutes.
Okay guys, we better tell the listeners at home what an Aquabot is.
An Aquabot is an ROV. That means remote operated vehicle.
Let's continue.
Agree to disagree.
Aquabots is about building an RC underwater bot.
We got some PVC pipe and cut it into pieces to develop our frame.
Then you can wire the circuit board, assemble the remote and attach the motors.
Then until competition day, we get in our groups, practice, modify and practice.
On the competition day, we have a whole set of challenges we have to complete. For example, one of the challenges is to go through an obstacle course.
Every year, the Ministry of Inspiration, the people who run Aquabots, make us research a specific topic relating to marine life.
This year, we researched algae blooms.
Algae blooms are a lot of phytoplankton killing marine life.
Hey guys, I got a joke.
Not again.
Yay, it's joke time!
Why was the robot great at fishing?
I don't know.
He had a perfect networking.
So cheesy.
Last year, my team was a bit of a hassle. At first, we were behind on building the bot, and on competition day, one of our team members supposedly had a really important rugby match, and then another one of our team members got hurt, and then it was just me and the last team member who had to do everything by ourselves, and...
We can see you're mad.
Yes, I am.
Calm down.
Okay, I've calmed down now.
One more joke.
No.
What does a dolphin say when he's confused? Can you be more Pacific?
Okay, now it's time to go. No more jokes, no nothing.
Well, you now have 2 minutes to get to Aquabots.
Oh no.
Guys, we better hand it back to the MCs now.
That was so extra.
Yeah, I agree. Anyway.
Next up is Henry, Lucas and Alex.
And they're talking about EPL transfers.
What does that mean?
Well, you'll find out now.
Hi, I'm Lucas.
Hi, I'm Alex, and we know a lot about football.
Henry, hello.
Hi, I'm Henry. Wait, what are we doing?
We're talking about three of the biggest Premier League player transfers this summer.
The what?
The Premier League player transfers.
What is that?
Oh my God.
It's okay, Alex.
How do you not know what the EPL transfers are?
Because I'm not really into soccer.
It's football!
Oh, sorry.
Anyways, it's time to get on with the first Premier League player transfer.
First up is Morgan Rogers.
Did you know that Morgan Rogers is my cousin?
What? He is?
No, you are not his cousin.
Fine, I'm not his cousin.
Are we still going to talk about him though?
Yes, Morgan Rogers moved from Aston Villa to Chelsea for $269 million.
$269 million? Oh my God, I could get 1,075 Lamborghinis with that much money.
How do you know that?
I searched it up.
Yeah, up the Chelsea. We're going to win the league.
Bro, Chelsea's a mid-table club.
Who's Chelsea?
Bro, Man United's going to win. We took Andre Santos.
So, who's Chelsea?
Just the best club in the world.
Liar! Let's talk about Andre Santos.
So, who's Andre Santos?
Well, Henry, he's just the worst player ever.
Bro, he played for Chelsea.
Yeah, but then left us.
To join a better club.
In what world?
Guys, how much is Andre Santos worth?
$99.
Meh, I make that in my sleep.
No, $99 million.
Same.
But different.
Guys, let's talk about Yorley Tillemans.
Ah, I'm awake. Ah, you scared me. Sorry, who's blah, blah, blah?
Another player joining Man United for $82 million New Zealand dollars.
What club did he come from?
Aston Villa.
Lucas and I gotta go.
Why?
Because we're going to Belgium.
Speaking of Belgium, he's from Belgium.
So we'll meet him there.
No.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Hey, stop copying me.
Hey, stop copying me.
No, I don't like it when you copy me. No, stop it.
Anyway, back to you now, MCs.
Okay, why was that kind of interesting?
It wasn't that interesting.
You really know how to annoy someone.
I know.
Okay, we're almost finished. All that typing paid off. Indy, hello.
What?
Were you daydreaming?
Yeah, it was about unicorns.
Okay, last up is Brad, Cruz and Ben.
They're interviewing Ronnie, the radio person.
Hello, I'm Bradley. Today we're going to interview Ronnie. Ronnie is the host and creator of the school's radio show, The Arrow FM.
Hi, I'm Ben. Ronnie, we have some questions for you about your job as the radio coordinator. Take it away, Cruz.
Thanks, Ben. Hi, Ronnie. I'm Cruz. How long have you been at this job for?
Okay, hi, guys. Thank you for interviewing me anyway. I've been at Arrow FM for 21 years, I think. Yeah, it's been a very long time, but I love it.
Ronnie, what inspired you to start the radio show and why?
I came to Masterton from Spain and I didn't have any jobs, really. So Michael, the station manager at Arrow FM, interviewed me and because there was a job available there. And I never done radio before in my life. So I thought, oh, well, I give it a go. Why not? And so I did. And Michael was very nice and gave me the job. And then I started and I had no idea about radio. So it was very interesting for the first couple of years, but I really loved it.
What things are you required to do in your job?
My job is not only recording you guys. I do all the boring stuff, which is all the accounts, all the administration job, all the applications to grants and things like that. But I do a little bit of recording and editing as well. Yeah.
Ronnie, how long has the radio show been going for?
Do you mean the Live Wires, the school program? Gosh, I can't remember, but it's a very long time. I think I started this program or series with the schools must be 15 years ago now. Yeah.
Are there any programs like this in New Zealand?
We are part of 12 radio stations. It's a group called Access Radio, and they're all around New Zealand, and the other stations do have programs as well with schools. Yeah, not maybe as similar as I do it, but very similar. Yeah.
How many schools do the radio show?
The Live Wires used to be a lot of us. It used to be about 10 schools in the Wairarapa. At the moment, we're a little bit short. So at the moment, we've got 4 schools, which is you guys, St. Teresa's in Featherston, Carterton School, and DPS, Douglas Park.
Do you do the radio show at secondary schools?
No, only primaries.
What areas do you cover in your job?
Like I said before, just a lot of administration, paperwork, boring, really boring stuff. But anywho, somebody has to do it.
Ronnie, we know that you would have listened to a variety of topics in your job.
Mm-hmm.
Which one stands out the most?
I'm not want to say that all the programs are very similar, and I don't want to say this one is better than the others, but one of my very favorite one is you guys, you know, the radio stage, the Live Wires. It's a very rewarding and very interesting program that all of you present, all of the schools. It's really, really cool. I love it. That's actually my fave, yeah.
Ronnie, when you're not working on the school radio show, do you do any other programs?
No. I just do the radios here and that's it, so I don't do anything else here.
Thank you for sharing with us information about your job doing the radio show.
Thank you, guys. That was very good. Thank you very much.
Well, thanks, Ronnie, for doing that. Wait, we're finished. Indy, hello.
Sorry, the unicorns were so tempting.
Okay, well, thank you for listening to Aupaki School's radio show.
Until next time, bye.